When she lost a hard-fought contest to President Obama in 2008, she worked for his election hard. But she hesitated to say yes when he asked her to join his cabinet because she so loved being a senator from New York. So, like me in a different context, he had to keep asking. But as we all saw and heard from Madeleine Albright, it was worth the effort and worth the wait. As Secretary of State, she worked hard to get strong sanctions against Iran's nuclear program, and in what the Wall Street Journal, no less, called a half-court shot at the buzzer, she got Russia and China to support them. Her team negotiated the New START treaty with Russia to reduce nuclear weapons and reestablish inspections, and she got enough Republican support to get two-thirds of the Senate the vote necessary to ratify the treaty. She flew all night long from Cambodia to the Middle East to get a ceasefire that would avoid a full-out shooting war between between Hamas and Israel in Gaza to protect the peace of the region. She backed President Obama's decision to go after Osama bin Laden. She launched a team. This is really important today. She launched a team to fight back against terrorists online and built a new global counterterrorism effort. We've got to win this battle in the mind field. She put climate change at the center of our foreign policy. She negotiated the first agreement ever, where China and India officially committed to reduce their emissions. And as she had been doing since she went to Beijing in 1995 and said women's rights are human rights and human rights are women's rights, she worked to empower women and girls around the world and to make the same exact declaration on behalf of the LGBT community in America and around the world.